If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Monica Ng joins us from Axios Chicago. Monica, you know, I was thinking about you reading your story, and I thought, do you sometimes think that it's a good thing that bad things happen to you so you can write about it?
Well, I think it might have been fortunate for our readers because it illuminated a whole new area that I didn't even know was an issue.
You wrote last May. I'm going to quote from your latest piece. It says, last May, I investigated why my property taxes jumped more than 70%. And I learned the increase was driven by inaccurate data at the Cook County Assessor's Office. You joined us on the Mincing Rascals to talk about that. I think you opened up a lot of eyes. What's the latest on your little epic journey here?
Well, I wanted to check. I finally got my money back. And, you know, I really thought it was like a May thing. But really, they discovered this in February. So it was a full year before I was able to get my money back and stop paying erroneous taxes, which, you know, could really sink some people. I mean, luckily, I have savings, so I was able to use that to pay the overpayment. But there's some people like that garden business in Palatine where these extra erroneous taxes really sunk them and had to close down. So the Cook County Assessor's Office said, okay, look, you're right. We have a lot of old, bad information that we're using to both create these assessments and deny people their appeals. And so I said, well, what are you guys going to do about it? And they told me four things they were going to do. And I went back to them. I said, okay, that was almost a year ago. Have you done these four things?
Okay, let's talk about those. But I do want to be clear, too. The multiplier for any given year is going to be what it is. But the more important number, in a way, is, well, what do they value your home at? That's the other side of that equation.
Right.
And in the case of your condo, it was wildly wrong. And I don't know how many people know how bad it is or what to do about it. But even if you do, you still have to keep paying your new property taxes as you wait appeal, say, or even if you've been overpaying, it shouldn't take a year to get the overpayments back. That's a financial burden that, as you just said, some people can't bear.
Yeah, and I asked them, I said, is this normal? Is it normal to wait 10 months to a year for you guys to sort this out? And I've been asking for months, and they won't say if it's normal. I've just been exceptionally unlucky? Or do a lot of people have to come up with thousands of extra dollars that they don't really owe and pay and then wait for the return? And, I should say that I appealed and then denied my appeal. And I said, okay, can you tell me why you denied my appeal? And most people won't be able to see that information unless they file a Freedom of Information Act request to see why they did it. And I explained to people in my stories how to file FOIA, because I was doing this as a journalist. I said, well, can you show me what you used? And they did. And I said, well, you know, that 122-year-old house that you say that was a comparable to mine, that's a brand new place across the street. How did you guys not know that? Oops, we didn't have data that there's a new place across the street. So that's the kind of bad information we're talking about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, so you said there's four things maybe that you asked. You asked, what are you doing about it? And they gave you four. What are those four, Monica?
Okay. So the first thing is that they've developed better methods of obtaining new construction records, like permit data. So they say that the Department of Buildings needs to send them over these permits. When this guy across the street wanted to build a brand new house there, he was supposed to get a permit. But for some reason, the Department of Buildings either didn't have that permit or never sent it to the Cook County Assessor's Office. They said they're building out their strategies to actually get those records so they're in their hands. They weren't specific. I said, can you be specific about exactly what those strategies are? Still waiting for that. Next is there's a sales validation team that they're launching in the second quarter of this year that looks for unusually priced properties, things that are very low, that are not what's called arm's length. So you're not selling to your cousin, and that's why the price is so low. So they're trying to get better information on, hey, that's weird that was so low. you know, and find out why. The next one is they've got field inspectors, four more field inspectors, which represents a 25% increase. That means that that was not a very big team to begin with to look at all data, to go put eyes on all actual homes, you know, hundreds of thousands. I should really have that figure at my fingertips. But so many homes that they don't get to put eyes on, now they're going to have four more people to do that. And they're there to say, okay, is the data we have in our files correct? And then the last thing is, because if they can get access to this federal appraisal data, which I don't understand why they don't have access to, they'll have a better, more information to actually assess these things properly. So they said that they got a little bit of that federal data, but they're looking for more. They've got four more inspectors. They're starting the sales validation team in the second quarter, and they're using better methods. So hopefully that's going to result in fewer people getting kind of like, you know, can you say screwed on the radio when their taxes come along.
Yeah, you can say screwed. There's a lot of things you can't, but it's all the same thing. And I'm, I shouldn't say I'm glad or sometimes bad things happen to you, and I don't wish that on anybody, but I'm sure glad that you did the dive you did and maybe even pushed the ball forward a little bit. Maybe this encouraged the city to get their act in gear.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm still going to be keeping up. I'll say, okay, so you guys said you're going to improve it. I'm going to check in another 6 months.
And now she's off. Sometimes the lines quit and just at the maybe opportune moment.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
But there.